Well, of course, like everything, the recovered, you know, heat claims is, you know, is exaggerated. You know, you look at some of the claims these guys are making, they're getting more energy out of five, you know, out of a gallon of diesel than it's capable of, than it has on its own. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of thinking there's something wrong there if you're getting more energy, more BTU out of a, you know, gallon of diesel than you are, than you would on the diesel itself. So I think their calculations are a little off. But, you know, the one guy was saying, the one guy that did this one, he says, you know, it's great, it's nice, you know, heat, you know, it's nice little radiated heat, you are recovering it. And he says, you know, you could throw, if nothing else, you could throw your gloves up on top of it or something like that. I don't know, you know, $5. So it's an experiment. It's like, it's like Meshtastic.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting one of those things for my garage. So I thought that would be kind of cool. And fun fact, because the waste oil furnaces that we sell, diesel fuel, motor oil, all that other stuff, the most you're going to get out of a gallon, and I don't care what you do, is 140,000 BTUs of heat out of a gallon of fuel oil. And that's it. No more, no less. And just like if you take any old furnace, you know, and you know how to make it 100% front, 100% efficient, take the exhaust pipe off, and then that furnace is 100% efficient. Natural gas is about 98,000, 99,000 per therm, per British thermal unit, blah, blah, blah. It's not as hot. Propane is close. Propane's like 138,000. But because they do all these calculations when they size these furnaces and sell these customers this. So, you know, if you're burning a gallon of waste oil, 140,000 BTUs, the thing's running right, you're losing 20% of it, okay, and the math says you need this size furnace, on and on and on and on, and, I mean, I don't know the engineering stuff of it, but I know the math part of it, and that's what it is, so they're not getting anything more than 140,000 BTUs out of a gallon, and if they were,